On Trinity College Week, where are my keys again? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Sarah Raskin, professor of psychology and neuroscience, discusses how different disorders affect memory and which treatments can be effective.
Did you ever forget something you meant to buy at the store? Or leave something on the stove for so long that it burned? These examples of remembering to remember are called prospective memory. Prospective memory involves successfully completing something that you intended to do. Our research is focused on understanding how different disorders affect prospective memory, as well as trying to design treatment techniques to improve prospective memory. Some of the disorders we have examined include people with schizophrenia. Turns out, prospective memory deficits can explain why some people forget to take their medications. People with dementia. Prospective memory deficits can serve as an early marker of people developing the disease. And college students. Binge drinkers have worse prospective memory than social drinkers or non-drinkers. But most of our work is with people who have had traumatic brain injuries. Prospective memory deficits are common and are reported to have the most negative impact on their daily lives. So we've been using techniques to help improve their prospective memory, such as visualizing what will be going on at the time that they must remember something. Sure, many of us use electronic reminders, but for many people, this technology is not practical. We're also interested in whether our treatments are effective because of changes in brain activity. So we're doing a study with colleagues to look at fMRI images of people before and after treatment. We're still learning the best ways to change the brain, but we know that the more you practice a task, the better you get at doing it. So our treatment involves practice, practice, practice. And if you want to improve your prospective memory, that's the best method we have.
That was Sarah Raskin of Trinity College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.